From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The region's largest dairy cooperative will impose a new pricing system in January in an effort to curb excess milk production.
If you go over the base, there's a $5 per hundredweight penalty, which is a stiff penalty. It's designed to just slow down milk production, not totally stop it, but just slow down the growth so it can be a manageable level.
That's AgriMark Dairy Co-op spokesman Doug Demento, who says that if producers exceed that base, they will pay a penalty. It's a new supply management system to establish a base production level for farmers calculated on their highest level of milk sold over the last 3 years. The dairy industry has long debated supply management systems aimed at matching milk supply with customer demand. The St. Albans Cooperative Creamery, which recently merged with a larger co-op, has also considered supply management, and AgriMark has about 875 members in New York and New England. Senator Patrick Leahy says a decision by President Trump to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria could lead to a resurgence of Islamic State, or ISIS. After U.S. troops left the region that's controlled by the Kurds, Turkey sent soldiers to displace the remaining Kurdish forces. The Kurds had helped the U.S. defeat ISIS in that region. There are now reports that hundreds of ISIS prisoners have escaped from prison and are regrouping. Leahy says it is an issue of great concern.
It's been lying there waiting for resurgence. They are going to use this. Not only should that area in the Middle East worry about it, but certainly our European allies should worry about it. And eventually we in the United States should worry about it.
Leahy is calling on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to have the Senate vote on a resolution strongly condemning Trump's actions. A Montpelier middle school teacher has been named Teacher of the Year. Elizabeth Kahn, who goes by Bibba, teaches French and Spanish at Main Street Middle School. She's taught in middle schools for over a decade and has led international trips with her students. She brings eighth grade students on an annual trip to Quebec and has led student travel programs in Europe and Africa as well. The Agency of Education has honored Teachers of the Year since 1964. Turning to today's Eye in the Sky forecast details, this afternoon sun will filter through increasing high clouds north and east, some increasing clouds south and west as well today, with a chance of late-day showers and a rising chance this afternoon in the western St. Lawrence Valley. Highs today, upper 50s to mid-60s, cloudy and rainy tonight, lows upper 40s, and more rain in the forecast tomorrow. We'll get details on that and the rest of the weather forecast coming up at the end of the hour. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.